Yeah, thank you, Adriana. Let's try this presentation. Is it coming up?
Maybe holding it.
Do you see any slides up there? No.
How does it work?
You
have to give me a shot.
All right. So I will speak about a new approach we piloted over the last year. And baseline surveys, we do... Oh, shit. Wait. How does that work? Can I ask next? Someone will move the slide? All right, thanks. So... baseline service is something we do usually. If we can't do full NTS, we first want to have an overview picture, how much contamination is out there. We know there are accidents, etc. And when we can, of course, we go to the field and ask people on the ground what the situation is. So the outcome of such a survey is, or the output, is a map with communities or a list of communities that is contaminated. It's also a list of areas not contaminated. So how do we do this? The method, we talk in groups to people, but since it is a remote survey, we talk to IDPs and refugees. Why remote? The people, we cannot access them. We spoke about access in the last session before. This is during ongoing conflict, so it's exactly the case in northern Myanmar, where we are working through partners. Next. So these are the usual questions you ask. Has there been armed conflict? Do you know areas that are mined? Have accidents happened? And then we want to assess this, whether there is a high confidence in the information we got, a low confidence, or actually none, zero. So it's helpful to have risk education so that we know the people we are talking to understand what we're talking about. About Kachin and Shan states in northern Myanmar, we work through partners because we cannot work there. So the local partner, the Light of Kachin, next picture. You can see the people on the first row. We trained, we met them in Lashio. It took them like 12 hours just to meet us. But this gives us a chance to meet, to train them, and this training took place in January last year. Next. Skip. So the pictures, we work through ArcGIS and we map our operations using ArcGIS, and you can see the southern part of Myanmar, a lot of green blurbs, a bit of red and so on. So you can see this is on the ongoing normal baseline survey we do in other areas as well. It is very sensitive still in Myanmar to ask these questions, so this is evolving over the years. Next. Now for the north, and the northern part is are the two provinces talking about, you do not see dots. Why is this the case? We have problems to actually get geolocations. That's one of the downsides with the remote survey. It's not so easy. You can't just go on Google Earth and plot these villages. I think it was Afghanistan I learned that 8,000 villages were mapped by mine action, if I'm not mistaken, because they were not on any gazetteer and so on. This is a similar situation here. Next. But to show you a bit closer in another area where we work, you see areas green. There is no contamination, there's no evidence, and we hope other NGOs in the future will not go to the same villages, ask the same questions again. But you also see big red blots, so actually these are hazardous areas already mapped. Next. So as I said, we have three levels, high, low, no evidence. Out of 94 villages, 83% reported some type of evidence. And some communities have reported as many as 20 or 30 incidents within the history of their village. Next. So why is it useful? We get data fast. A survey lasts about 30 minutes. We gather information for planning of risk education and hopefully future NTS land release, but also for victim assistance. 41% of the villages reported some accidents. Next. So we learned within one IDP camp you can find as many as 10 different communities, but then people can live in different IDP camps. So we have a denominator, it's the village. We can triangulate information as well then from various IDP camps about the same village. But the problem I mentioned, geolocation, is not that easy. We have about one third of the data we have. Next. So the conclusion is, it works. Remote baseline contamination survey does work, thanks to the donors. MAG will use the same approach now in Nigeria's northeast. It's a good method to obtain initial information, but it's not NTS, as we say. We can't go on the ground. We will not do any polygons. We cannot verify whether the information is actually true. Next. And so, thank you, and I stayed within the time.
Thank you.